You even journal now, Apurva?
I keep quoting now. Paper is more patient than people.
The idea of sitting down, pen in hand, and unpacking your own brain. Journaling was something I kind of stumbled later into the life.
One honest paragraph about your day.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Minds in Motion, powered by Focus Sleep and brought to you by the curious folks over at eJournaling. I am Ashutosh, in conversation with Apurva and Muskan, your hosts for this journey. I will tell you a small story that entails the reason for this podcast. Basically, the inspiration comes from my time at Lavasna, Missouri. A little context might set things in perspective. So, Lavasna at Missouri is a very premium training institute of the country. It provides training to civil servants who qualify exam conducted by UPSC. So every fresh trainee there, they need to maintain a journal, and it is not meant for fun. So it was graded, regularly reviewed by faculty, and basically it play a very vital role in shaping the minds and values of those destined to serve the nation. One can think of why it is so important, why it was mandatory for them. So, because when you are preparing to hold power for over 30 years, you made decision for others or deliver justice for others, you need to learn to reflect on your actions. And journaling taught these things, to pause, to think, and to grow. And the same goes with each one of us, if we can inculcate this habit on a day-to-day basis. Apurva, what do you think?
Hi, everyone. I'm Apurva, a writer and researcher here at eJournaling. In the country, success is often measured by just one thing, cracking an exam, be it JEE, UPSC, or like any other competitive test that's seen as the ultimate badge of achievement. But is that really success? Or is that just the dominant narrative, you know, being sort of force-fed to us for years now? There is this need now more than ever to look inward, to sort of understand why we think or act the way we do.
Yeah, I mean, look at the present time or the current generation, present situation. Our fast-paced life or the unnecessary noise in our day-to-day activities. And we can think of the importance of self-reflection, right? So living in a time where AI is getting smarter or digital tools are everywhere, in fact, information flying at us very faster. But ironically, the thing that makes us human, basically, it's reflection or remembering things, thinking deeply. And these things are taking back seat. So let me ask both of you this. When was the last time you wrote down something just for yourself? Not a work email or the grocery list. I mean, actually sat with your thoughts and scribbled. Apurva and Muskan, would you like to share your personal experience here?
Apurva can go first.
Yeah, okay. So so I started journaling at 12, mainly because I didn't have a lot of people to talk to, family and financial issues, identity crisis, I mean, the usual pains of growing up. But there was this turning point, and I remember it clearly. I read this book in school, Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank. I mean, most of us did, I guess.
Yeah, I remember that. It was in our syllabus, right?
Yeah. So there I came across this line, you know, which I keep quoting now. Paper is more patient than people. It sort of stuck with me. So I picked up this notebook. I called it Dear Diary, and I never stopped writing. Mostly I just ranted, but that tiny nightly ritual kind of became the scaffolding of my emotional health. And weirdly, probably my cognitive ability. So I came across this fascinating paper by Klein and Bowles, both cognitive psychologists who've done extensive work on memory, emotion, and the effects of writing on cognition. In 2001, they published a study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, where they explored how expressive writing, basically writing with your own thoughts and emotional experiences, impacts working memory. What they found was pretty powerful. Participants who engaged in just 15 to 20 minutes of expressive writing for a few days showed measurable improvements in working memory compared to those who wrote about neutral topics. So journaling isn't just therapeutic. It's also a cognitive strategy. Also, personally, journaling helped me become a better writer and a better observer of my own thoughts. So I mean, that's that.
Okay, so you even journal now, Apurva?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much whenever time allows. I mean, it's one thing that sort of keeps me sane.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. Like, it's wild how a few words can actually move mountains inside your head, right? So, hi, I am Muskan, nutrition writer and researcher here at eJournaling. And unlike Apurva's dear diary journey, I didn't exactly grow up journaling. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wanted to. But the idea of sitting down, pen in hand, and unpacking your own brain felt more like emotional homework at that time. And honestly, in a lot of Indian homes, we are kind of trained to keep it together. Be quiet, be tough, don't overfeel. But I did felt a lot, actually. And I was the overthinker kid, the what-if machine, having imaginary arguments in the shower. And my brain was busy 24/7. And trust me, at that time, I didn't even know where to put all that noise.
So Muskan, how did you cope with it?
I mean, journaling was something I kind of stumbled later into the life. So, and when I did, I was like, oh, so this is what it feels like to finally declutter your thoughts and, you know, actually listen to yourself. Like, what are you really thinking? So I just very recently opened a journaling app and I thought, let's take a look. And it went with the prompt that said something like, what's taking most of your headspace today? So I wrote a line, then two, and before I even knew it, I had written paragraphs of things going on in my head, some of which I didn't even know I was holding. And I just paused. It was the first time actually I knew what I felt.
Yeah, I mean, you are not always aware of your chaos until you put it down, right?
Yeah, and when you do, it's magical. So I did a bit of a research and I found a study which basically used brain scans to show that expressive writing helped in lowering panic by reducing the activity in amygdala, which is the part of brain that panics under stress. And there was this another similar study from Stanford that also showed that people who journal before high stress situation, be it exams or interview per se, they perform better and are less anxious. So yeah, venting in your note app before Viva might actually be a game changer.
Oh, that's something new. I mean, great recommendation.
Huh? Yeah, same. I'll recommend it to all the people I know.
It's a great learning about your experiences, basically, about journaling. And there are several benefits about journaling. So, you know, actually, a fascinating statistics from a University of Texas study that found people often censor themselves even in a private conversations. But writing bypasses that inner editor. Journaling creates a kind of intrapersonal truth zone, you know. You are not performing for anyone. Writing for yourself might be one of the last forms of raw, you can say, unfiltered self-expression. Research also links journaling to lower cortisol levels, better cellular functions, and there is faster recovery from stress also. So in a way, journaling provides several benefits, and those are interlinked with each other.
So let me play the devil's advocate here for a second. So what happens if you don't journal?
Well, in Gen Z and Gen Alpha, there's this rise in what psychologists call mental constipation. I mean, too many thoughts, too little processing. Also, a report by the APA, American Psychological Association, found that 78% of teens experience stress they don't know how to talk about. That's where journaling steps in. Like this emotional fiber, it helps you declutter the mind. Psychology tells us that naming an emotion reduces its intensity. This process is actually called affect labeling, and it's something journaling does effortlessly. You can say it's like naming the monster under your bed. You know, so it just stops being scary.
But also it's so personal, you know, writing a journal. So like it's not just about recording your day. It's a space where you are honest with yourself. In a way, you rarely are out loud. Each page is a hard copy of your conversation with yourself. But Apurva, I am curious. You ever scared someone might read your diary?
Oh, I mean, not just scared. It actually happened. Back in school, someone found out my diary and read it. I mean, I was mortified and my first reaction was to burn it. But, I mean, hey, that's a story for another episode. Weirdly, even after that, I couldn't stop journaling. It's something I've been doing for so long. It's almost like brushing my teeth. I mean, I can't not do it. I just make sure to hide it at a much safer place now.
That's honestly so relatable and probably one of the reasons I didn't dare to journal initially. I mean, there is this constant fear that writing in notebook can threaten your personal boundaries if someone reads it. And it's also why I think digital journaling is such a great option, especially for younger people. Like if you're scared of someone flipping through your pages, a digital space can feel more private, you know, more secure, and of course, password protected.
I mean, yeah, given the times we are constantly sharing our thoughts online, journaling honestly becomes one of the few places where you're not performing. You are processing?
Oh yeah, so true. And this reminds me of a study which I came across recently from the Child Mind Institute, which found that when teens regularly write down their emotions, they're literally flexing their brain's emotional control so that they can process the overwhelm, frustration or anxiety in a calmer way. So it's not just feel good. You are also kind of training your brain to cope better with emotions.
I think this is a thought-provoking note on which we can end today's podcast. But before that, let's end with a tiny dare for our listeners. Tonight, write one honest paragraph about your day. Not for likes, neither for your followers, just for you. Title it "Today I Survived" or "Dear Brain" or even "Lol, what was that?" See what comes out. If you like this episode, like, share and subscribe to Minds in Motion. tag us in your journaling journey. No pressure to reveal the content, of course. The paper listens and, you know, doesn't judge. We will come up with some newer topics in the next episode. Till then, bye.
Like and subscribe.